of Nazareth, who is passing by. He called out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Thus spoke the text. So a great contrast is revealed to you through this Holy Scripture. How the Lord calls the 12, who would eventually fill the office, aside to tell them how everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. The delivering to the Gentiles, the mocking, the insulting, the spitting, the scourging, the killing, the time of the rising. It's for all those things that our Lord set his face to Jerusalem. Luther points out in the sermon on this text that Jesus reveals to us in these words his heart and will when it comes to his passion for mankind. Jesus is telling this to his 12 men to strengthen their faith. But the disciples did not understand. It was hidden from them. They glimpsed his power in the miracles. They felt the depth of his wisdom in his teaching, so much so that eventually no one dared to ask him anything again. They recognized that he was the prophet greater than Moses, that John the Baptist was his Elijah, that he was the Son of the living God. But his compassion, his mercy, his heart and will was mostly lost on them. They weren't ready, as all are not ready, when human reason is relied upon to understand the workings of God in his salvation. For all, the 12 reveal through their not getting it that you are always in a position of being leaders when it comes to anything spiritual. Right on the heels of last week's text, which revealed how it is God's word that will bring about faith where and when he pleases, this text discloses that it is God who brings the full understanding of Christ's passion through his ways and his means. The 12 were not yet ready to be beggars. They were not yet ready to confess their total depravity. They were not yet ready for the mocking, the insulting, the spitting, the scourging, and the killing. They were not yet ready to face the cost of his love for them. The fulfillment of his baptism in the Jordan, they were not yet ready for what their sins would do to him. They were not yet ready to hold Jesus to the word of the prophets. To their human reason and yours, the miracles and the profound ideas of Jesus fit right in line with an all-powerful Messiah. Human reason and your sinful flesh see the powerful things and then want to hold God to those seen things, saying, "Oh, well, I'll have you hang out with me, God, as long as you don't let bad things happen to me. Because then you're showing your power. Then is displayed as seen. He was told that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, so he cried out for mercy from the Son of David. He cried out the Kyrie, which is short for Kyrie eleison. What does this mean, you might ask, in a Lutheran fashion? It's Latin for Lord, Kyrie, have mercy, eleison. That the 12 were not ready to be proven as beggars. Here it is.